We're back, and you're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Dana Theus, with my co-hosts, Mike Mercurio at Offutt Kerman and Joe Basile at Spectrum Careers. Our next guests are two partners, Bill Joseph, CEO, and Tom Burden, COO, Potomac Healthcare Solutions. Bill and Tom, what is Potomac Healthcare Solutions?
Bill, Potomac Healthcare Solutions is an organization that Tom and I started that actually is a solutions-oriented healthcare company that provides hands-on patient care throughout the spectrum of services in any healthcare organization.
And you all started this together as partners, and you've expressed yourself very much as partners. Really no one's in charge?
It often seems that way. We do have a method to our madness, but nominally Bill is the CEO and I'm the COO. I think those roles were chosen because our natural bent is Bill's more of an external outside guy and I'm more the nuts and bolts operator.
And a lot of partnerships fail, but you have described a very healthy one. What is your secret to success? What's the agreement between you?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that it stems from the fact that we're both Navy. That in itself breeds trust. We've worked together, we've worked with a team, we've been part of that healthcare team for years. And when we started this company, we made an agreement that we're in this together, we're in it because we both want to do something good for patients. Obviously, we want to make money. But the patient is number one, and we've always agreed that if it's not good for the patient, it's not good for us, and we just base everything and do all of our work on that fact. When we have something that's open for discussion, we listen to each other and move forward.
I'm really interested to hear you talk about trust and how important that is, because it's sometimes a value we forget in business. But it sounds to me like it's very important to both of you. When did trust become something in your life that mattered?
Well, realizing that both Bill and I started off with very common entry into the healthcare world. We were both enlisted Navy hospital corpsmen. The Navy hospital corps, by the way, is the only enlisted corps in the military, and that's a very special group. From there, we were both commissioned as medical service corps officers, and we share a common set of values we've lived with for 20 plus years. We brought those values with us into our commercial endeavors, and we've been working actually at two separate companies working together for an additional 20 years. So Bill and I, we complete each other's sentences. We long ago formed the rule that if one of us is uncomfortable with an opportunity or a discussion point, there's something on the table that one of us doesn't feel good about, we just don't do it, and there's no hard feelings.
And you both were in the Navy at a very interesting time. And I think, Bill, you mentioned that it was a turning point for you.
Actually, it was. I was fortunate enough to be able to serve on the USS Sanctuary during the Vietnam era. And while we were located off the coast of Vietnam, there were many, many serious injuries that we were able to take care of. A lot of people who may not have lived had that hospital ship not been there. It kind of instilled in me even more of a desire to want to take care of people, because I saw what not taking care of each other would lead to. And I didn't want to get anybody in that position again. And I think the best way to make sure that we don't get in that position is if we all care about each other.
It's a real juxtaposition you saw.
It was, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Bill and Tom, you share a lot of similarities. Obviously, both two daughters, from what I understand, two grandchildren, three grandchildren. What influences have your children had on you in terms of your approach and philosophy to business?
That's an interesting question. With two daughters and being in the Navy when they were growing up, I think the influence that I had was trying to make and provide stability for them, knowing that we were going to be moving from one place to another and assigned to different things, different jobs, that we're going to take more of our family time, is providing that stability and watching them grow and then learning from them how to interact, how they interacted with all the different changes that were certainly harder for them as teenagers and as adolescents than it were for us as adults. And learning from how they did that certainly was a help to me.
In my case, like Bill, we moved around quite a bit. Our kids today, I think, are much more resilient, and that they've never met a stranger. They're comfortable in just about any setting. But there's more to it. You know, our family unit was, in fact, although we were away from grandparents and extended family, we had another family unit, and that was the Navy family. And we never said goodbye. You know, you might change duty stations, and two tours down the road, you'll run into somebody. We ended up living next door in San Diego to a girl that my daughter attended kindergarten with. So it really was a small world.
I'm wondering, going back to your original families, both of you, what were the common themes? You have so much in common. You have the Navy, you have your business. What were the common themes in your original family? Did you grow up together?
No, we didn't. I'm a blue-collar kid from Western Massachusetts. Bill's from Chicago.
Yeah, blue-collar from Chicago.
But my dad served in World War II in the Army, and you know, I came from a close-knit family, but at the same time, until I entered the Navy, I was the first kid in my family to go to college, and you know, I think that values, you know, I brought the values from my mom and my dad, of course, in Catholic school and all that stuff, but at the same time, I don't think I really quite woke up to everything until after I had enlisted in the Navy.
Yeah. In my case, my parents were divorced. So I grew up living with my mother and my grandparents. But during their divorce process, I got the choice of staying at home, or if I went to military academy, I could have my own horse. So what would you think someone in sixth grade would do? I obviously went to military academy for sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, had my own horse, loved every minute of it. And maybe that's what set the tone for me to want to be in the military to begin with. Because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the regimentation. I enjoyed the teamwork of doing things with the other cadets, as we call them at that point in time. And it was fun. It wasn't work.
The military, the Navy, is obviously a significant theme for both of you. Any other specific significant influences outside of that that drove you to be where you are from a business standpoint?
Well, we had, after leaving the Navy and leaving Navy medicine, interestingly enough, Bill and I never knew each other on active duty. I was still serving in Washington. Bill had retired by then, and I ran into him in a business setting. I then left and went to work for a public company and enticed Bill to come over and join us, and he took on a role of managing our long-term care business. We worked together there for about 8 years and then moved on to a new company where Bill went first, and then he brought me into the new company. So we've kind of followed each other around, but we've been sort of joined at the hip now for over 25 years.
There's so much strength in similarities, but there's also a lot of strength in differences. What is one key difference in approach that either of you might have?
That's an interesting question. I don't know that there is a significant difference in approach. Well, there may be an approach, but not in the end.
Or viewpoint.
I can't think of one.
Well, I can tell you, Bill tends to be a little more excitable than I am, and we always get to the same end point, which is very interesting and hardly surprising anymore. But, you know, Bill can get spun up and I'm the one who's kind of pulling him back sometimes. And other times that's great. You know, he'll be out there talking to a client. We can do that. We can do that. And then he turns around. How are we going to do that?
Yeah, but we always do.
And somehow we figure it out.
So I'm really curious. Partnerships, good partnerships that last, like yours have, are a little bit like being married, right?
Sure.
So is it harder to be married to each other or to your spouses?
Good question.
No one will hear the answer, really. It's okay.
We have a good time with what we're doing. We get teased a lot. You see the way we're dressed today. We didn't coordinate this. This happens more than you would know. And honestly, you know how husbands and wives finish their own sentences? We finish each other's sentences. And so there are times where, It's more like it's a different relationship than a business relationship. I will tell you this. There's one person other than my family who I would trust with my life, and that's Tom.
And same with me. I mean, we. I will say that I've had fewer disagreements with Bill.
That's a good one. I like that. That's a good standard of success.
Yeah. He's Mr. Tact.
Mr. Tact. So I'm curious, too, what does success mean to both of you at this point in your careers? And I'm talking here about not just business success, but...
Well, as you might, this will probably come to a shock as a shock to you. But you know, we're not young kids. We've been doing this for a while, and we're not going to do it forever. At some point, Bill would love to go play golf, and I want to go do some more photography and travel. But right now, we're having fun, and we're doing good things, and at the same time, doing well as a company. And those are all very important to us. And I think those three things together, along with maintaining a balance with our family lives really defines success for me.
And I'll add one thing to success. It's a story, and I'm surprised Tom didn't think about this. The other day we got notified that one of the people that we care for in the Special Operations Command had a life-ending injury, and he wasn't going to be able to sustain life. And he was located in Thailand. We were able to send one of our social workers over there to be there when his family came over. So they kept this guy alive on a ventilator so his family could come over and say goodbye. And we were able to send one of our social workers over to be with the family and provide them support. That's success.
What's the website?
PotomacHealthcare.com.
This is Dana Theus with my co-hosts, Mike Mercurio, Offutt Kerman, and Joe Basile, Spectrum Careers. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back after this business spotlight.